and Joey James Sawyers with JIS Midday News for Friday, February 3. Coming up, Parliament to be prorogued on Monday. Government to continue creating safe environment for small business and parents and schools asked to support JCCF expansion. The news in detail after the break.
Christmas may be gone, but the season of giving is all year round. Save a life today by signing up and coming out to the Jamaica Information Service Blood Drive on February 7. Just call 926-359-024 or email your name and contact info to radio@jis.gov.jm and sign up. Visit us Tuesday, February 7, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. at 58A Halfway Tree Road. You're someone's type. Let's connect and save a life. A fire can occur at any time. Dial 110 for the Jamaica Fire Brigade or 112 for emergencies. It's a good idea to store the contact numbers of the fire station nearest you. Knowing these numbers could mean the difference between life and death.
Now the news. Parliament will be prorogued on Monday, February 6, to usher in the new legislative year. The ceremonial opening of Parliament is scheduled for Thursday, February 9, after which Finance Minister Audley Shaw will table the estimates of expenditure for the 2017 to 2018 financial year. The budget debate is set to begin on Thursday, March 9, and end Wednesday, March 22. Following a recent two-day cabinet retreat at Jamaica House, it was revealed that the government will focus primarily on economic growth and job creation in formulating the budget for the upcoming fiscal year. A statement from the Office of the Prime Minister outlined that a number of strategic priorities were identified and will be rolled out to ensure that they are meaningfully beneficial and equitable to the poor and vulnerable in society. State Minister in the Ministry of National Security, Senator Pernell Charles Jr., says the government remains committed to creating a safe environment for small business operators. Mr. Charles says the government is developing a system to create interconnectivity across all the national security departments and agencies as part of the ministry's crime-fighting efforts. This, he says, will enable the ministry's internal departments and agencies to function with greater efficiency and allow for greater regulation of the country's national security agencies.
Between the Ministry of National Security and all of our departments, we are trying to use every single available asset, feature, anything at our fingertips to stem the crime.
Senator Charles was speaking at a recently held Small Business Association of Jamaica SBAJ Biz Social in Kingston. The 2017 staging of the SBAJ Biz Social was held under the theme Impact of Crime on Small Businesses. This is the first of a four-part series slated to be hosted by the SBAJ throughout the year. The forum aimed to inform members about issues affecting businesses. In the meantime, State Minister for National Security, Senator Pernell Charles Jr., is calling on parents and schools across the island to support the expansion of the Jamaica Combined Cadet Force, JCCF.
Through the Jamaica Combined Cadet Force, we can expand that force to allow for the youngsters to be trained at that age and to provide a wider pool from which the JCCF and the JDF can choose and select persons who will naturally transition up into the force.
Minister Charles says the process of renewal and expansion of the JCCF has already begun with the recent launch of its Alumni Friends Registry. The initiative allows cadet alumni and friends to volunteer with the JCCF through their time, finance, or mentorship of current cadets. And Education Minister Senator Ruel Reed says the ministry will be seeking to establish a special education framework to help teachers better identify students with special needs. Mr. Reed says this structure must now be part of the new norm in education and will ensure that each child is able to achieve his or her full potential.
Each child, each student is unique. They're different. They have different learning styles. So you have to have a framework of special education that also empowers your teachers to be able to diagnose your student, each student, have their own profile. You're almost treating them like a doctor or teacher, treat a patient. Mm.
Minister Reed says the new considerations would have to be discussed with policymakers and teacher training institutions. The minister recently attended the Education World Forum in London, where addressing students with special needs was one of the areas of focus. That was JIS News. I'm Anjuie James Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.